If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.
Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM, and you can also hear us at catholicaudiomedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. And you can find us, just simply look for Catholic Audio Media, all one word, and on Spotify, use three words, Catholic Audio Media, and you'll find us and tune us in. One of the things that, as I said, I'm here at the Ark and the Dove. We are outside of Pittsburgh. Ark and the Dove and the experience that brought forth the charismatic renewal, actually in the entire world, although it began here anew, a sense, in 1967. It's part of Duquesne University, which is a Catholic university you can find in the center of Pittsburgh. And I explained earlier that what had happened is some people came together and they decided they wanted to experience what they had heard of in the scriptures of an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And they heard about it from others and they gathered together. And I think they did some fasting and praying. And in doing so, they prayed for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And in fact, it did happen here at the Ark of the Dove. This is in a place called Gibsonia, which is in the northern suburbs of Pittsburgh. And so now it is a retreat house. And so it is here that the charismatic renewal began. And as I explained yesterday, it's something that scares people, especially in the U.S. And a lot of people, sometimes you bring up the charismatic renewal and the intense negative reactions you get are huge. And because a lot of people don't understand it. And that's it's comprehensible that people would be difficult to understand because in our very rational-based world, to start experiencing some of the things that you would know in the charismatic renewal can unnerve people and can scare people. One of the things that's very well known about the charismatic renewal is that the original charismatic gifts, which are commonly found in the renewal, are listed in 1 Corinthians 12. And that was common in the first 300 years of Christianity. It was very common, and that's why you can find them there, where St. Paul would talk about the charismatic gifts. They are mentioned throughout church history. Any time that you saw a saint doing some form of miracle or some form of prophecy or some form of word of knowledge or whatever the case, those are the charismatic gifts. And we can say, well, they were saints. Not when they did them, they weren't. Saint is someone who is declared to be in heaven after obviously they die. So when you were to see those same saints that we think of today, they would appear to us just like you and me, because they were just like you and me, and we can never forget that. What we're seeing now in some of the literature that I can see coming out of various parts, and something I mentioned yesterday, is a call to be more open to the movement of the Holy Spirit, and I'm finding that fascinating. Now, one of the things that we want to understand that came out of the charismatic renewal is, in fact, to be open to the movement of the Holy Spirit. And that, again, is something that in a very reason-based society can unnerve people. They don't fully understand it because, again, we're talking the Holy Spirit. When we're thinking of a reason-based society, which remember, as Catholics, we believe in faith and reason, so there's no problem with saying we're in a reason-based society. But we believe in faith and reason. What happens is we fall into something that is very materialistic. And this came out of the Enlightenment. There's a there are books about this, and I'll give you details more as we go along. But that came out of the Enlightenment. There is a fascinating book called Coma and Near-Death Experiences. And again, it's completely unrelated to Catholicism or the Charismatic Renewal, but it's by Alan and Beverly Pierce. It's fairly new. And they're talking about people who have these intense experiences, either as a near-death or what's called a near-death experience is actually usually described as a post-death experience in reality, and where they come back from whatever they experienced when they had been seen to be dead in an operating room or someplace else. And the other is when they're in coma. And this is a great mystery that people don't understand. And I can't say that someone who had a near-death experience absolutely went to another world or went to heaven. I don't have the scientific knowledge behind this. And the reason why I say that is because there's a mystery in all of that. And people don't understand them, and people are studying them. But one of the things Alan and Beverly Pierce bring out is that one of the reasons why people are very trepidatious around people who say these experiences is because, and it also the same thing with things like the Charismatic Renewal and even faith in general, is because of the Enlightenment, many people rejected anything to do with spirituality as well. So I've talked to you how much I don't believe in atheism, ironic statement if there is one, because an atheist is, as I always say, flat earth thinking. I'm not insulting atheists by saying that, but what I'm saying is I do not see God, I do not see a spiritual world, therefore it must not exist. It's flat earth thinking. Whereas what they are bringing out as just investigating whatever can be determined on what is coma or near-death experiences is people forget that there is a spiritual reality. Well, they're not necessarily speaking from a Catholic perspective. They're not necessarily speaking from a Christian perspective. They're speaking more from a scientific investigatory perspective. But they're bringing up something that is another part of this movement, I'm saying, where people are starting to open up more and more to a spiritual reality. And that was one of the things that the Charismatic Renewal did. There are these charismatic gifts that I told you that we can find in 1 Corinthians 12, and they include things like speaking in tongues, prophecy, word of knowledge, healing, all these things that were very common in the early church, and they were great signs to people of the reality of the Lord. And they started to come back through the Charismatic Renewal. A lot of people didn't understand them. There wasn't a lot of guidance from the hierarchy in the Catholic Church. And because of that, it really never was fully accepted in the church, and it didn't have the guidance. And that presented a problem. But those aspects of Christianity are real. And again, as Beverly and Alan Pierce point out, in a post-enlightenment reason-only environment, people are going to reject that But if you're going to believe in God and you're going to believe in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, then there is a reality of the spirituality of the Spirit, and that which is of the Spirit, as we learned from Jesus, that is very real and just as real as the material world. And the charismatic renewal gave us this kind of indication that, in fact, the spiritual world is very real. And this is something that we want to keep in mind as we see our years open up and we see more and maybe seek to return back to church or seek to embrace Christ. It's coming to an understanding that there is such a thing as the spiritual world. And we want to understand it. Jesus explained it to us. And once we embrace Christ and we seek to follow him, we come to a deeper understanding of its presence, even if we don't fully comprehend it, nor can we, because it is bigger than us. Do you see what I'm saying? But it is fascinating that I'm seeing this movement growing where people are becoming more and more, maybe slightly more than before, but more and more open to spiritual realities. We're going to talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day.
You're discouraged. You try not to sin, but you realize that you are just not the perfect person you really want to be. No matter how hard you try, you realize that you are certainly no saint and ready to give up. Have you read the first letter of John?
If we say we are without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
Yes, St. John's first letter, where you discover that even when you fail, God's grace is there to strengthen you.
If we acknowledge our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from every wrong.
St. John promises you not only encouragement, but forgiveness and cleansing from every wrongdoing.
We say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his truth is not in us.
So the next time you feel ready to give up, read the first letter of John. You'll find it in the New Testament. St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.